The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, we're going to pick up our discussion where we left off, which was taqwa. Taqwa as taught by Quran. So there's some fallacies that we have to make sure we've understood and that we share with other people. So the example was this. You and I, let's say that we've gone on a road trip. Myself, my spouse, and small children on a road trip. We're in a deserted area, and in this deserted area, our vehicle stops. We do have supplies, but the amount of supplies that we have would probably last us about a day. Now, we check the GPS, and about a day's walk from us is a village. And in that village, they have the things that we need. People are there, supplies are there, there's even a rental car over there. But there is a challenge. The challenge is this. In the desert, we're in a kind of deserted area, there are some rattlesnakes. There are some rattlesnakes. But you know, snakes, they can't dig holes. So many times, if there is a burrow, an animal is abandoned, the rattlesnake would hide in there. Okay. Now, we have supplies and we have to think now. I have supplies, but I can only stay here for one day. If I stay, I starve. My children perish. I can't, staying is not an option. I do have to leave, right? But wisdom says that I walk carefully. I don't want to take these children and then accidentally step into a snake's den and get bitten by a rattlesnake. So the intellect dictates, wisdom dictates, that I proceed with caution. I make movement, I go to that village, I don't, right? We would laugh if someone said, well, I'll just wait here and starve. I'm not going to take any action. We would say, well, you know, that's not wise. If somebody said on the other way, no, I'll just walk and I'm just going to close my eyes, inshallah, there's no snakes. We also would say, well, good luck, right? Neither one of those would be taqwa. Taqwa is proceeding with, okay. So what happens is, intelligence meant, taqwa that we're describing in the Quran, intelligence means I would proceed, but with caution. I would be careful. I'm aware that there are dangers. I look out and I try my best, but I definitely take action. Now, this is important. This is, again, back to that initial question. The question was this. Well, doesn't everybody, aren't all human beings wired this way, that if we see that there's danger, we look out, we try and avoid it? If something's in our interest, what wise person would walk around and something's harmful for me, something's dangerous for me, and I'm not going to take practical, proactive steps to avoid it? Doesn't everybody do that? And the answer is no. Everybody doesn't. There are some people here in the dunya who also live lives that are not wise, not wise even. But some people are very wise, very clever, look out for their interests. But you know what? It suddenly stops when it comes to the akhirah. For the dunya, I look out for my interests, I'm clever, I'm smart, right? But then when it comes to the akhirah, well, that's dangerous too. Well, there's hell there. There's, right? Why won't you take steps to avoid those dangers? You've been wired this way. Now, we read a verse of Quran, and I just want to share this verse for us to look at again. So the Surah Najm, brothers and sisters, Surah 53, Surah 53 and verse number 30. Yes, alhamdulillah. 53:30. Can you guys look at the Arabic with me? The thing is, brothers and sisters, the reason for going over these verses is you and I could do passive learning. We're sitting, we're listening, we're conventions in the Quran, but there's another time when you and I were becoming whisperers for the lost. We're affecting other circles. Everyone does not think like us. We've heard the leader wants us to do jihad tabyeen, a clarification jihad. Right? What is Islam? What isn't Islam? We should talk to other people. We need to know the ayat. Okay, so brothers and sisters are following along with me. In the ayat of the Quran, we say that ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ That مَبْلَغُهُمْ, that's the distance, the extent, مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. They only have this much knowledge. Right? When it comes to the akhirah, I make sense. I take wise steps. Right? The question that we're asking people is, why, when it comes to the akhirah, the rules don't apply? Why did the aql stop working? Okay. Now, I remember being on an airplane once. And someone, I'm sharing this because I want you guys to be able to talk to other people. Once, I was sitting on an airplane, and a man asked me a very important question. He told me, he said, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like this. God's merciful. We say in Quran, God is arhamur rahimin. God's merciful. Then he asked me this question. He said, could a merciful God torture someone? He said, I couldn't. A human being, they did wrong to me. But sit there and torture them? I couldn't even do that. Would a merciful God torture someone for their sins? I wouldn't do that. Okay, now. Allah's arhamur rahimin. You guys are taking Islam so seriously. Relax. The same way that the person was thinking, why is it you're so serious about the dunya, but when it comes to the akhirah, well, I'll figure it out on the other side. Allah's arhamur rahimin. Right? We're like, well, you must have nerves of steel. You're going to figure it out on the other side? But how do you answer, though? I'm going to give you one of our answers. In the Quran, I'm going to show you the verse. What you and I are saying is it's not God torturing you in the hereafter. Your actions right here, right now you're sitting in a majlis in honor of Ahlul Bayt. You're learning about Quran. You're learning about your religion. You're preparing for the imam. This action in the hereafter will take on a corporal form. And you've heard this ayat of the Quran. If you take the money of the orphans, you're actually ingesting fire. You can't see it right now, but you're ingesting fire. If I do ghiba, if I'm backbiting, I'm eating the flesh of my dead brother, right? In the here, so that's actually happening right now. It takes on a corporal form then. You see it. So now verse of Quran. And let's see if brothers and sisters can see this verse of the Quran. Hopefully I got it right. If you can turn to Surah Kahf, there's many verses of the Quran about this. There's many ayat, a hadith of Ahlul Bayt about the same subject. I'm sharing one of them, right? The idea is the actions take on corporal form. Okay, this is important for our answer. So Surah Kahf, so let's look in Surah Kahf. It's Surah 18 and verse number 49. 18:49. Anybody find it? Alhamdulillah, brothers, sisters beat the brothers. Alhamdulillah. All right, let's look at the verse. Let's look at the Arabic with me, brothers and sisters. Wawajadu, they find, ma'amilu, they find what they did. Wajadu, they find what they did. Hadira, they find it to be present. It's not God torturing you. You were doing this to yourself. The question is, why are you so mean to yourself? Why aren't you looking out for your akhirah? Why don't you care about your real interests? Not that, well, God, no, Allah's arhamur rahimin. He's told you this is what happens. Okay. So, you see, from an Islamic point of view, you can imagine the malaika looking at somebody, and the person's like, well, Allah's arhamar rahimin. And the malaika just looking at themselves and just shaking their heads. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Their brains stop working.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.